Can I just get you to introduce yourself?
All right, cool. I'm Cam. I'm the first team captain for Men's Lacrosse.
Brilliant. So, can you just tell our listeners about your form this year and how you think the team has improved and some of the best moments that of the season so far?
We started the season a bit slow. We used to be in top dogs most of the time, but we've had a bit of a harder time at the start of the year. But we've come on strong. Got some really good players, some really young guys who've really grown into their roles. Best moments wise, so the game that we had against Trent lacrosse-wise was one of the best games we've ever had. It was 9-0, but lacrosse-wise, it was unbelievable. Going to extra away and winning was good, and then following it up with a strong performance against Durham. That's what I'd say.
And Ollie, one of your players, but he's going to come and commentate with us today.
Lovely.
He said that there's a couple of Americans in the team, some of England players.
Yeah, so we've got Hal, who's a goalie, plays for England. Alex Russell plays for England. Two American guys, one called James Caruso and one called Mike Emanuelson, all really good players. And yeah, a lot of young guys, there's a few England unis guys like myself and Josh Morris and Josh Dodd, who's not here today. So yeah, we got a strong side all round.
So are you confident that you can get the win today?
I'm confident that it'll be the most competitive game of lacrosse that you'll see in the country.
And there was quite a lot of rumours last year that it was quite a violent affair last time. A couple of fights, some good hits in there. Do you think we can see a similar sort of edge to the game today?
I think it'll be an aggressive game, but I don't think it'll be a violent game. We respect each other quite a lot. I know it's Trent and we're uni of and meant to hate each other and fight each other, but you know, there's a lot of mutual respect going around, so I think it'll be a good game.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. No worries, good luck. Thanks, thank you.
Yeah. So I have Ollie is joining me at commentary table now, and Ollie, I just heard there's quite a bit of differences between the women's and the men's lacrosse sides. Would you like to go through it a bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So women's lacrosse is a 12v12 game, and non-contact, whereas men's is 10v10 and it's full contact. You play 20-minute quarters, and you swap sides of the pitch after each quarter. And then you have a 10-minute break at halftime, so it's quite a long game. It's same as rugby, and physicality is there, and you're up and down the pitch. It is described as the fastest game on 2 feet. So unlike the girls' game, where it's a little bit slower, we should expect a lot more from this game.
Having seen the ball come to me twice during training, how worried should I be staying on the stands with you right now?
There's some of the guys here are definitely capable of shooting this ball, this rubber, solid rubber ball, well over 90 miles an hour. So thankfully we're not in goal, because those guys are absolutely nuts. The way the ball comes at them is just, it's frightening.
Oh, so should we stay with the helmets on then at commentary? Because we are right now on the stands.
Hopefully we should be okay here, because these guys know how to shoot. So they should be trying to put it on cage.
So having said that, this is number 2 and number 3 in the league, isn't it?
So yeah, in the league, and then Trent actually played in the final of the Bucks Championship, losing to Durham, who have not lost a game in 8 years. But yeah, our games with Trent have been very competitive, a draw and a two-goal loss. So yeah, it's gonna be a good game.